Abercrombie's Essentials collection is exactly what it sounds like. Essential for a reason. If you haven't already given their viral Essential Popover hoodie a try, then you don't know what you're missing. Super soft fabric, that perfect oversized fit, and it comes in tons of colors and patterns that are always on trend. Shop the A&F Essentials collection in the app, online, and in stores.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, October 9th. I'm Zoe Culkin for The Wall Street Journal. GM is bringing back a new model of its Chevrolet Bolt that it expects will make up most of its EV volume next year. The 2027 model starts at around $30,000 and will begin shipping to customers early next year. A more affordable version will be available later in the model year with a starting price of around $29,000. GM stopped production of the Bolt in 2023 after troubles with battery fires, sluggish sales, and recalls. The company said the relaunch was driven by popular demand and aims to solidify its position in the affordable EV space. The Trump administration and Saudi Arabia are making progress on an agreement to allow U.S. chip companies to export semiconductors to the Gulf nation. The two sides have been in discussion since May and could finalize the deal soon. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The chips would be used in data centers for training AI models, and they're a core part of the Trump administration's plans to export U.S. tech around the world. And a new study suggests that as more tech companies tighten their return-to-office policies, the more job applicants are willing to accept a lower salary for remote or hybrid jobs. The study by researchers at Harvard, Brown, and UCLA surveyed 1,400 workers, most of them software engineers, product managers, and data scientists, who had multiple job offers and accepted one between May 2023 and the end of last year. Those who accepted a remote or hybrid position on average accepted 25% less than what they were offered for a similar in-office position they rejected. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.